Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Dear Father, thank you so much, Lord, for leading us, guiding us, giving us wisdom, Lord, for the days to come. Lord, let your people stay strong and encouraged. Everything is working together for their good, everything. And you will bring about reform in America. In the world, no, not everybody will be saved, that's obvious, but there will be reform and more honest government for a short time. And we thank you for this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, well, you guessed it. I'm going to talk about the faction election war one, because it is. It has been. One, and this is number 24. First, a note from Claire. She says, Rion and I each had a dream of President Trump on the same night. We're not watching any news at the moment, and so we have no idea about what's happening in the USA at the moment. Of course, they're on the other side of the world from us. And there are more important things around them at the time. So I'll share these with you. They're very interesting and encouraging. We call this first one, Trump says Sydney will succeed. And this is given to Claire on February the 14th, this 2021. I dreamed I was looking for food in a grocery store. I was in America, and there was no real food on any of the shelves. Well, we know that the deep state warfare, including their weather warfare, is against the food supply, and it's showing. So she said, as I walked through the aisle where all the canned goods, that's preserved food, right, were, President Trump turned into the aisle and pointed a finger at me. He was wearing a black robe like the Supreme Court judges wear. And he said, Sidney Powell is right. She will succeed. End quote. Okay, that's cool. We've been looking forward to that. And this, of course, means that she will win her case before the Supreme Court. And it appears from this dream that the Supreme Court will rule that voter fraud happened on 11/3/21, right? Or 20. And it's clear from the safeguards that Trump put into the ballots that he won by 80.4% of the vote. Three cases are being heard by the Supreme Court, beginning on February the 19th, and so it's in session now. Lynn Wood presents one, Sidney Powell presents another, and Rudy Giuliani presents the third. It appears that the Supreme Court will declare President Trump the winner. Which I've been saying for quite a while now that was what was going to happen, and I believe that was what was going to happen. And I think it's happening. And then, of course, Biden will have to give up his fake White House that they put together on the Hollywood set. Thank God. But he has given us a valuable lesson. I'm telling you, nobody could have done it better than Biden. People are deciding even liberals are deciding they do not want communism. And I can guarantee you a bunch of them would vote for President Trump again, and they'll get their chance too, by the way. For the new republic, by the way, not for the old USA Incorporated, which doesn't exist. So Biden is really over nothing. So anyway, she said, at first thought, why is he wearing a dress? And then it made sense to me, as he is judging the deep state actions. He was not accusatory, he was triumphant. I thought it was pretty cool that he came to tell me this in the grocery store. There was no one else around. Well, he's maybe wearing their robe because they will rule for him. They will put him officially in the office, even though he has been ruling through the military all along. And they just wanted to put on this show to help you understand why you don't want communism. And it worked perfectly. So she said, I asked the Lord for a verse by faith at random and received the following. John 18:37. Oh, and it's a good one too. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end have I been born, and to this end am I come into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. And everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Wow, what a powerful thing. I'm sure you see the parallel here. President Trump is a king who has been sent by the Lord and has been crucified by these criminals. And he has borne witness to the truth. And those who believe the truth believe him. And the Satanists, of course, hate him and make war on him. And so, yes, very similar message there. So then Rion Pinar on February the 14th, same night, he said, I dreamed a short, quick dream of President Trump. He was huddled with children, and I was one of the children. That's a good thing. We were looking over a hand-drawn map, and he was waiting for the adults to leave and then showed the children the progress of the war on the map. Well, that's interesting. The Lord said in Matthew 11:25, at that season Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou didst hide these things from the wise and understanding, and didst reveal them unto babes. How fitting, huh? The children are the true people of the kingdom in this revelation. Mark 10:15 says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall in no wise enter therein. Well, I want to tell you, there are many people that are resisting, who call themselves Christians, the kingdom of God, because they have accepted a substitute, a Babylonian substitute. They are not like a child when they come to their Father in the Word and humble themselves to what He says. They have instead humbled themselves to a terrible substitute. It's a Babylonish harlot. Amen. And Rion said, the map had red. Well, that's Trump's color. on the vote map, right? Red. And yellow circles. I believe this represents his enemies, who are normally blue, but they're in fear, symbolized by yellow. And they're on the run because he is back in office and they know their time is short. Okay. And if you don't believe that, believe this. He said, look, this is how far south we've progressed in the war. And he said, I have no idea what the map was of. It looked like a narrow basin, maybe the size of a small state. Well, probably don't need any of that. I believe it's the United States. The war against the deep state is progressing well, underground and above ground. An estimate of somewhere between 85% to 90% of the underground bases and tunnels have been taken by the alliance. And only a few strongholds are left above ground in China, Iran, Israel, and the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, is going down. I'd say everything is going in the right direction. Everything. And it is awesome. And anyway, he went on to say, I asked the Lord for a word by faith at random, and my finger landed on, but these mine enemies. This is why they are yellow, right here. Luke 19 and 27. Now, he got this by faith at random. We put our trust in a sovereign God who works all things after the counsel of his own will. A man can receive nothing except it come from heaven. So we trust that God will answer, and he does. Didn't Jesus say, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them and you shall have them? Yes, he did. So therefore, why do you say he can't do it now? This is by faith at random. These are the by faith at random verses in both of these are tremendous, you know. And my finger landed on, but these mine enemies. Yes. Luke 19 and 27. But these mine enemies that would not that I reign over them. Ooh, yep, that's right. Because they knew he was going to bring them down. Bring hither and slay them before me. Well, I got news for you. There's going to be a lot of slaying going on. But you know that this text is about the triumphant judge. In this case, God's will through Trump. The triumphant judge returns. Oh, he's coming back. And renders the verdict, which is sure to come to pass. Yes, I know there's some bellyachers out there crying and moaning and groaning. And yes, you told us a lie. And the thing hung around long enough to find out anything that's truth. So, well, let me say, in spite of the enemies and their future attacks against us, we are headed to victory at the Red Sea by the hand of God. So, don't get double-minded with what appears to be setbacks, because God is using all of these things to show the wickedness of the enemy and to promote the rebuilding of the kingdom of God as apostate Christianity comes down by this beast. Yes, it will. And here are some prophecies that I think will encourage you. And they speak of ultimate victory over the criminal entities. And I'm going to share them with you. This is a prophecy given through Mark Taylor on 10/7/15. That's 2015. and it's pretty good. He called it America, America. The Spirit of God says, America, America, oh how I love thee. America, America, oh how I have chosen thee. Now that's not to say he's chosen everybody in America, you know, but actually this land was given to us, right? And so God's has used it over the years for great things, and he will use it again, is what he's saying in these revelations. Oh, how I have chosen thee. For as England was to the D-Day invasion, good comparison, so shall America be for my end-time harvest. For England was the headquarters, the hub from which the D-Day assault was launched. So shall it be for my America for the end-time harvest. Well, like on D-Day, England was under assault by the Hitlers. You know, it's so funny when the deep state calls other people Hitlers. You know, I mean, they actually descended from Hitler and his gang, you know, through the CIA, which wasn't the CIA back then, but it is now. And they, of course, infected America with this deep state plague, you know. So it's very interesting that they should speak that against others. They're the ones running around murdering people that know too much. For as England had men, women, equipment, food, money, weapons, and supplies of all kinds, which poured in from all over the world, so shall all these things pour into my chosen America. Mm-hmm. For what? For the war. Amen. And he goes on to say, America, I have chosen you as the launching platform for the worldwide assault on the spiritually oppressed peoples of the earth. Well, you can't imagine how much this is actually happening out there. This whole government change, worldwide government change, is going to meet the needs of people who have been in starving positions and in oppressed positions and so on and so forth. And any country that doesn't toe the line will not have an economy because they will not be in the GCR, the Global Currency Reset. Now, I've explained where this is going, and everything is going there because it is prophesied by God and planned by God. Even the mark of the beast is planned by God to separate the righteous from the wicked. You can't imagine how people who've been playing church are going to flock to take the mark of the beast because they already have the spiritual mark of the beast. So, you know, I'm not worried about that. This is a time and a period that God has given us to rebuild the kingdom. And it's going to happen. And then it will be time for the other. It'll be the right time for the other. God is in control. So, this is happening. These poor and the oppressed are being freed, and they're going to be prospered. And people will say, how are we chosen? It's as if America is frozen. Yeah, we just went through that too. That has come true too. It's kind of, but it is weather warfare. I read the story of the scientist who was an expert in his opinion that he gave to the president that this was weather warfare. And the president said, well, we'll get our scientists on it and we'll find out, you know. So anyway, I'm sure he's realizing this. That scientist said, by the way, it's impossible for this to happen at this place and at this time. This is definitely weather warfare. Of course, we know it is. Am I not the God of the universe and all of creation? I have heard the cries of my people that have sought my face. Yep, his people who were in bondage in Egypt cried out to him under the burdens of the beast they were serving. And I will heal their nation. People will ask, how will I do this? I shall do this in two parts. First, the Spirit of God says, Army of God, out of the darkness, I command you to arise and take your place, for I have given you extra time, mercy, and grace. Oh, have we ever spoken that this is all mercy and grace? America does not deserve this. The church does not deserve this, and so on. And it is extra time, as the prophecy that we received in a dream about Trump handing out timepieces to people, you know, clocks and timepieces and watches and stuff like that. He's giving us a little time to rebuild the kingdom, to get people. Jacob is small. How shall he stand? The people of God need to know the truth so that they can stand against the beast and the harlot in the tribulation. Yes. Extra time, and it's to build the kingdom. It's not for anybody's finances and so on and so forth, but it will give financial help to many multitudes of people. And he says, go, go, go. Do not slow down. Begin to take and hold your ground. Well, this is the army of God that's commanded by God to arise and take our place. We need to be doing spiritual warfare. Listen, we have an enemy. They demand or depend upon the power of the devil. All the Satanists and all the witches are sending forth their curses upon the people of God and against the president. Do you see him any the worse for it? Well, no. That shows you the power that God has to preserve someone. Look at the president, how many times they tried to kill him, how many times they sent curses against him publicly, and they all bounced. He said, begin to take and hold your ground, for there is no more time to waste. America will once again be the great light. Well, now, look. Some people would criticize this, but just stop and think about it. America as a whole has never been the great light. There are people in America who have been great light to the world and brought the gospel to the world. So don't come here with that, you know. Will once again be the great light. The enemy will say, oh, the light, it shines so bright. You know, I was one time teaching a Bible study down in Pensacola. And I was preaching about the gospel. And this woman who was demon-possessed spoke up and said, turn the light down. The light is too bright. It's too bright. It's too bright. The lights weren't bright at all. She was demon-possessed. Then she got down on her knees and ran across the floor on her knees and put her hands out like she was going to put them around my neck. And she said, don't you know I could just kill you? I said, no, you can't. And she kind of shrugged her shoulders and got up and went back and sat back down. And afterwards, I told her, you just sit there and be quiet until I get through, and then we'll deal with those demons, you know. And that's what we did. The light, it shines so bright, there is nothing else left to do but take flight. Yeah, and indeed they will. The sign will be a mass exodus in the natural as the spiritual flee. What is that talking about? I believe it's talking about as the spiritual fled captivity in Egypt and now Babylon. Yeah, God's giving high motivation for people to come out from among them. And if they don't, I'm telling you, the beast is going to give them a whipping. I just know it. Second, the Spirit of God says the gatekeeper, the President of the United States, is the spiritual gatekeeper. I have chosen this man, Donald Trump, and anointed him as president for such a time as this. Can you not see this? Well, believe it or not, some can't. And it's an amazing miracle that's happened. An overthrow all over the world of the deep state is happening. Can you not see this? For even in his name, Donald, meaning world leader or world ruler, Trump, meaning to get the better of or to outrank or defeat someone or something, often in a highly public way. He does that too, doesn't he? He has a way of being able to do that by the grace of God, the wisdom that the Lord has given him to do what he does. Now, I know that President Trump can't be a full-blown Christian at this time. He's got people to kill, you know, and God doesn't permit us to do that. So he uses vessels where they are. All vessels are his. Vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor, and in all those in between, they all belong to God, and they are his servants. They are his servants. He calls them his servants. He called Cyrus his servant. Now Cyrus put the God as the most important God among the rest of his gods, as the Cyrus cylinder seems to point out. So, but God used him as a great man to do a great work. Okay? This man have I chosen, and he will be a faithful world leader, and together with my army will defeat all of America's enemies in the spiritual and in the natural. Are you fighting the battle? Are you wrestling with the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness? Are you telling them what they can do and what they can't do? You have been given authority over all the power of the enemy. It's time to use it. Trump is nothing without this army. I'm just telling you, he would have been dead a long time ago. This army is standing up for him, defending him, empowering him, giving wisdom to him, etc., etc. And only God could have made this man to stand. And only God could have spared him in the many assassination attempts. God is sovereign. So Mark went on to say, prophesy, you will see it manifest before your eyes. I will use this man to shut gates, doors, and portals that this past president has opened. Yes, Obama did a lot to destroy America, and it was on purpose. It wasn't accident. It wasn't stupid. Well, it was stupid, but it was on purpose, okay? And he invaded this country with the people that he thought would ultimately overthrow Christianity here. And God said, nope, we're not going to let that happen. So he backed it off. It's not the right time for that. And he opened these portals to let these enemies come through. And they kept the southern gate open, so that these enemies could come in. And of course, the very fact that all of these enemies would vote for Obama or Hillary is obvious, and everybody should understand they shouldn't have done either, voted for either one of them. Since they brought in all the enemies of America to vote for them, for goodness sake, everybody should have said, no, we're not going to vote for them. Well, it came pretty close to that. He will open gates, doors, and portals this past president has shut. Yes, he has. He's closed down anything that had to do with the prosperity of God's people and the prosperity of America, and he was giving away America's money to the Muslims as fast as he could, hand over fist. My army shall not be silenced. They will begin to see he is the one I have chosen. They will begin to rally around him and keep him covered in spiritual support. And as you gain ground, they will say, America is not frozen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. The seeds, the seeds. Why is no one asking about the seeds? What about all the seeds America has sown since her birth? America has never received her harvest. For I will use President Trump and my army, his army of warriors, to bring back to America all that she has sown. Well, what you sow, you should reap, right? And we know, again, that all the people in America didn't sow anything, but the ones that count did. Yeah. And we're joint heirs with Christ. We own it all. Those are the people in America, those children gathered around Trump. These are the people he's talking about. This will be used for my harvest. America will prosper like never before in her history as a nation. Yes, I've read a little bit about things on the horizon. Just as soon as this rebellion is put down, as soon as Satan loses his place seated above the stars of God and put down, there's going to be some big changes. All the theft that these people have done for many, many years, all the great inventions that would have prospered humanity for many, many years are going to be released. And he goes on to say, all of the financial seeds you have sown around the world, food, clothing, 90% of my gospel that has gone throughout the earth has come from my chosen America. Her blood has been spilled on foreign soil to free the oppressed so that my gospel could go forward. Now, we know that this method of warfare that he's talking about is not the vessels of honor that are commanded to not take the sword, or they will die by the sword, he threatens them. But there are other vessels that went out to do and to defend America and defend the Christians' rights in America and so on and so forth. He is giving some credit to that. In their ignorance, they went forth, and they did, and they sacrificed their lives, and so on and so forth. America, your harvest is here. It shall parallel with your spiritual harvest in the natural, so do not fear. I do believe that many people are going to be rewarded for what they've done for many, many years in the kingdom, the suffering that they went through, the crucifixions that they've gone through, etc. The Lord is going to reward his people. The Spirit of God says, the border is a 2,000-mile gate that's flowing across with demonic hate. I will use my president to shut this gate and seal it shut. It must be shut. Then I will use him and my army to root out evil structures that are still there. Well, that's happening too, I would say. Many evil structures, many cities, by the way, that people don't know and don't believe in, that are underneath the earth for the criminal entity, the underground criminal entity, these cities are being exploded, and that's where many of the earthquakes especially the more shallow earthquakes, are coming from. And to the point that the government will begin to call on my army. And they have been, even Trump has been doing that, you know, calling on his army to pray, been asking people to pray. It's strange that we have all this authority passed on down to us from our Lord Jesus Christ, and we're looking for salvation to come from some other source. It's ludicrous. Believe what the Bible says that God gave to you as far as the authority. Believe it and exercise it. You're going to be at fault if you don't exercise it to bring down this tyrannical deep state, etc. They will prophetically locate these structures so that they may be dismantled before any evil can take place. It is true. They've been dismantling these things, one right after another. OPEC, OPEC, take a hike, for I am tired of your evil energy spikes. When my president takes office, you will shake and quake. You will say, America no longer needs us. And that is true, for she will be energy independent for my red, white, and blue. Well, we thank you, Lord. We're looking forward to that. And, I believe that Trump and his wise leadership of the country out there were well on their way to doing this. And we've had a little slight setback. But I knew that this setback was a test for the people of God. That to hold fast the confession of their hope, that they waver not. Do you know what a trial of your faith is? Is when you do not see with your eyes what you have prayed to God to see. That's the trial. Now, will you endure to the end to see the answer to your prayer? Because you're being tested. That's a trial. You're tested by something that is contrary to what you have prayed or what you believe God has said, right? So this is not abnormal at all. Lord, we thank you that you are testing and trying us. You're going to prove who it is that are your people. Amen. So, he goes on to say, for a sign will be given when prices go low. For a gallon of gas will be $1 and below. The Spirit of God says the Supreme Court shall lose 3. I believe they lost 1 to assassination, and they're going to lose 2 more because they're criminals. And he goes on to say, and my president shall pick new ones direct from my tree. So I believe this is happening. It looks like the Chief Justice will be leaving, and at least one other will be leaving. And I think they've already showed them what they've got on them, kind of like what they did with Biden to bring him under control, and what they did with Hillary to bring her under the control, and Nancy Pelosi, and Pencil Neck, and all the way back. You know, they show them what they've got on them. And they say, you can cooperate, or we'll send you down commit to Gitmo and, you know, shoot you. So, are you still not convinced that he's my anointed? Well, you know, when you get prophecies like this that point all these things out before they come, the wicked can't do that. And They can only tell you what the devil wants to do. He doesn't get to do everything he wants to do because God's in control. Are you not convinced that he's my anointed and that he's the one I have appointed? Why can no one figure it out? The news media? The people? The so-called wise? Why, when he's attacked, do his poll numbers rise? That's an interesting thing. And those who attack him, their numbers go low. Very interesting. You know, the news media have made and broke many presidents over the years, and presidents have known they couldn't stand up against the news media. He stands up against them and insults them to their face, and they don't like him, and he doesn't care. He's got a thick skin. You know, the Lord made him that way. And even to the point of a big fat zero. Yes, there, the news media is crumbling. People that were never even thought of as news media are coming forth and taking their place. It's simple to see this man I have appointed, for in my word is your answer. I said, do not touch my anointed, especially my prophets. Yeah. So, you know, leaders, even Saul was called his anointed because he had was given that anointing to lead, you know. And that's what Trump has received above. He just may be, because of God's great grace upon him that's needed at this time, the greatest president we've ever seen. And because he's had more authority to come against the enemy than any before him. And of course, God's holy army are standing behind him, keeping him stood up. And Mark went on to prophesy, if you are still not convinced about what my word says, another sign will be given. Now, we've talked a lot about what the Lord told us the word says about who Trump is and what he will do. And guess what? He's been doing it ever since. And still people can't see it. It's just exactly like this prophecy. It will be a warning to all, especially those who will not listen. There are some people, they will not listen. They're full of pride and arrogance, and they will not listen. The Spirit of God says, the sign will be El Chapo, El Chapo. Your evil reign has come to an end. Who do you think you are attacking my anointed? Turn yourself in and repent, and I will spare you. The Lord always offers this. Most of the time, he doesn't expect it will happen, but he does offer it, and that's a good thing. And if you do not, you and those that follow you will surely die a very public death for the entire world to see. And I think El Chapo knew that. And that's why he has revealed the crooked politicians that he has bribed. And boy, oh boy, he's going to bring a bunch of them down. You think that the Trump government has done nothing because they don't act on it immediately? When the time comes for them to lay it out, they'll use it. I've watched the way they deal. They don't automatically jump on something. They know it's true, but they don't use it yet. There is a time to do this. For no one touches my anointed. I, the Lord, am an all-seeing and all-knowing God. I will be the one to disclose your location, the den that you and your vipers hide in. Well, I would say El Chapo, yeah, he was over organized crime, but not even like the deep state, for goodness sake, which is all over the world and got their fingers in all of this crime. And the elite who are seated above them, the banksters that rule over them. For time is short, and the spirit of death is at your door, and the world will see your dead body and the red shirt you wore. Yep. Okay. And here's another one, also given by Mark on 6:12 and 16. And he called it Babylonian prison. The Spirit of God says there's a beast in the east that's trying to arise that thinks he's the best, but I have one in the west that will give him a godly surprise and take him down to the least. And that is obviously happening. For, and again, this was on 6/12/16, 2016. For this beast that has risen is no surprise, for my church is in a Babylonian prison. Come out of her, or it will be your demise. It's true. If a person stays in Babylon, they're going to be judged by the beast. That's history. It always repeats, right? If a person comes out, they can have safety. That's right. And that's what we've been saying for some time, is that the Babylonians are going to be given authority over the apostate church because they refuse to come out. They refuse to humble themselves to the word of God. And some will wake up through this trouble, okay? And that's great. And they will return to their biblical leadership. The Spirit of God says, the chaos and clatter that the earth is in is directly related to the Babylonian box that the so-called church is in. Yes, it's true. Come out of her, my people. Have no fellowship with their sins. For my earth is moaning and groaning for my sons and daughters to arise with bliss. Where is my army that will send this beast back to the abyss? For how can you take on a beast when you're deaf, mute, and blind? It's true, they're actually a member of the body of the beast, and they don't know it. They have to come out of them so that they can see this thing. For all beasts are ancient and old. Yes, they are. They've been around for centuries and centuries, and they're doing the same thing they have been doing in the history, right? And lurk about seeking an enemy whom they can steamroll. For this beast has no teeth and lurks in the brush. Well, who took his teeth? Who took his armor? One stronger than he came upon him and took his armor and turned and told his children to devour, plunder the beast. We're all plundering a beast kingdom if we're growing up in the Lord. The beast is the old flesh, for one thing. It's in agreement with the world. And as we conquer the old flesh, the spirit man is being set free to do what Jesus has called him to do. And he lurks in the brush, trying to lure you into an ambush. Do not attack until you come out of her. See, this is the problem. There are Babylonian Christians who are trying to attack their own body. They are attacking, and the Babylonian leadership does not appreciate this and hates them and wants to do warfare against them. So listen to this carefully. Do not attack until you come out of her, that Babylonian system, or you will fall prey and be decimated beyond comprehension. I'm telling you, we've been telling you that this is coming. Now is the time to come out. Now is the time to come out of the faction, because if there's two things that we've gotten consistently for a long time now, and that is that the Babylonians are going to destroy the factions against God's people, and they're going to destroy apostasy in the church. And God's always used the beast kingdoms to destroy apostasy among his people. Always. In Nehemiah, read the cycle of life and death. They get in high-minded and rebel against the Lord. He spanks them with a beast kingdom. They're brought under this oppression till they cry out to him. And when they cry out to him, he sets them free. And then they get proud in their prosperity. And the whole cycle starts over again. Read Nehemiah. It's over and over and over. The same cycle. Nobody learns from history. And he says here, there's a decimation coming for those who don't come out. There's safety when you come out, but not while you're in. The Spirit of God says, for when my people realize the curse they are under and come out and break the curse, then they will plunder. That's right. He's called us to come out and to plunder what we came out of. And we have authority to do that. For as they come out of her with a mass exodus, this is not mistaken identification here, it is a mass exodus, there I will be to restore her back to my body. Notice, you have to come out to be a part of the body. Like God told Moses to tell Pharaoh, we can't worship God in Egypt. We have to go into the wilderness to worship God. And I, as the head, she will have power, authority, and unity again. Because obviously these people came in and divided the body, as Jesus prophesied and Paul prophesied that they would do. They wanted people to follow them. They didn't want unity to follow Jesus when he said, Father, I pray that they may be one as we are one. That's what he prayed for. They didn't all have to agree to be one. That can come later. And the enemy shall fall as dead. For you wonder why the world is so perverse. It's because my church has forsaken her first love and is under a curse. Come out of her now. Don't walk but run. And do not wait before you cross the point of no return, for then it's too late. Come back to me. Come back to me and make me your first love. I have dearly yearned. For some, it's already too late, for they have not learned. Okay. It is true. It is true. Okay. This is another one given to Mark on February the 24th, 2016. And he called it, Do Not Fear, America. The Spirit of God says, why do I sense fear in my people about the future of America? Have I not said that I have heard your cries and will heal your land? Stand firm, do not falter. Put on the full armor of God. Yes, he will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. We're not to fear. We're the ones in authority here. And once you realize that and understand and just believe what the Lord has said, that he's bound the strong man and he expects you to plunder him. I mean, we've already read part of the prophecy where it spoke about the powerlessness of the enemy. Well, how is that? It's because of the authority that the Lord has given to us over all the power of the enemy. And he goes on to say, rake the enemy over the coals, for the end time battle is on for my 1 billion souls. Praise the Lord. Yes, we thank you for that, Lord. And I know, and I've shared how great revival will follow the great shaking. There's more than one kind of shaking out there. Yes, earthquakes and stuff like that have arisen, and they're rising all the time. And there is other shaking, and that is he's shaking everything that can be shaken. You know, the status quo is on the way out. They're losing their power. He's going to overthrow the throne of kingdoms with this great shaking. It's happening. The Spirit of God says, do not fear that my servant, Justice Scalia, has been taken. Well, I don't. You know, first of all, God calls Cyrus his servant. He called Justice Scalia his servant. These people have served him. Maybe not in the capacity of a holy man or a holy woman, but they have served him. And he calls people like that his servants in the scriptures. When he sent the Assyrians, you know, in Isaiah chapter 10, against his people. And he said when they are through with their job on his people, he will send destruction to them. But they were his servants to do that, to bring to repentance. All beast kingdoms have served the king to chasten and bring God's people to humility. All of them. They've been his servant. The field is his. The whole crop is his. The sun is his, everything. So he says, do not fear that my servant Justice Scalia has been taken. And of course we know he was assassinated. For some are crying out, why have I forsaken? For I will show myself strong to prove that the so-called wise are wrong. For some will say that this is a miracle. For I'm just getting started. This is not even close to the pinnacle for what I am going to do with my America. For do not my people have eyes to see and ears to hear the two signs I gave when they carried my servant's body up the steps of the courthouse? To the rest he was laid. Read the signs. Read the signs that were for all to see and understand the words in this prophecy. The Spirit of God says five, that's right, five Supreme Court justices will be appointed by my new president, my anointed. I will choose five through my anointed to keep those alive. I will stack the court with those that I choose to to send a clear message to the enemy that you lose. Satan and his servants, of course, have had the U.S. in a strong grip. Only God could do what has been done. I mean, they put their own judges in, even some that went in as conservatives and turned quickly left, like the Chief Justice. And that's because they had something on him. They want people in there that they can control because they've got something on them. And so that's the reason they put those particular people in. Okay. But that's changing. And he goes on to say, this is the miracle that I will perform so that my court will be reformed. Amen. It's happening. It's happening. The Spirit of God says, the cries that I have heard from the womb have reached my eyes and ears like a sonic boom. The five I appointed and the reform that shall take place, the great I am shall take on this case. For it is my will and my way for all those that have prayed that my court shall overturn Roe v. Wade. What an awesome thing. You know, many years ago, I heard a dream prophecy of it was a gauge of some kind, kind of like a thermometer. In fact, I think it was a big thermometer, a gauge of the deaths of the innocent babies that these leftists have fought to kill. And when the court actually does become supreme, it's a good possibility that they'll be able to overturn this. This is what this prophecy is saying, it will. So that'll be awesome. I mean, in that particular revelation I was talking about, when it reached the top, judgment was coming. And it was going up, 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 up. And of course, this is the murders of the innocent babies that they didn't even consider human. What foolishness is this, right? So this will be awesome. Pray for this. This would be just awesome. Pray for this to come to pass. I believe it can happen. And you know how many judges that Trump has put in across the country. And that's continuing. So we're just thanking God for that. And we thank God for removing all of those leftists who stand behind criminal laws like this. You know, that they will be removed by God so that Trump and people like him can put in righteous people. Thank you, Father, for doing this. The Spirit of God says, America, get ready, for I am choosing from the top of the cream. For I am putting together America's dream team. Yes, it does. You know, everybody wondered why Trump would put somebody in and then take him out shortly later. Well, I think it's the old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I think they were keeping them close in order to find out who their contacts were, what was going on, et cetera, et cetera. They were definitely doing this. And they kept them in for a while till they made their first mistake. And then they kicked them out and started over. But what he's going to end up with is a really good team of people. No, they won't all be disciples of Christ, but they'll be conservative and be used for good things. And we can see that now. It's beginning to settle out, and they've gotten all the evidence that they want to convict these people, and basically now he's putting in people that he knows are good people for the job, right? I'm putting together America's dream team, from the president and his administration to judges and Congress, to ease America's frustrations and to, you know, bring down this great judgment that's coming for the murderous things, the wars, the abortion, all of these evil things that this country, because of the evil leaders, have done. The Spirit of God says, rise up, my army, and get in the fight. For this is the generation that's taking flight. This is the generation of warriors that those of old wanted to see. And the enemy will have no choice but to flee. It's true. We've been given this authority by the Lord, through his word and through his prophecies, to bring down this evil empire that's over the whole earth. Satan indeed sought to put his throne above the stars of God, which is the seed of Abraham, the Lord said. He wanted to rule over the stars of God. There will come a day when once again he will be permitted to do this in order to separate, like I say, the wheat from the tares. There's coming a day when persecution is going to prove who is who. And only those with the Word of God in their heart will stand up to it and prosper. And even if they go to heaven, you know, as a martyr, praise God, they'll get that martyr's crown. And he goes on to say, stomp the enemy's head with bliss. Send the enemy back to hell and into the abyss. This is the generation of warriors that all of hell has feared to face and see. But I am, and all of heaven is cheering you on with glee, your supreme commander, God. Well, this is true. And people need to read the New Covenant with a mind to be one of God's warriors. Because if the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be cast under the feet of men. You see what God does when the salt doesn't have its savor? Salt is, of course, an antiseptic against the invasion of this plague upon the earth, right? And we are the ones that can put a stop to it in every community that we're in. Our prayers count. People act like they haven't been given divine authority from God to do something. They act like it because they don't pray. They don't do warfare. We've been called to do warfare against the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. They are the ones that are free to rule if we do nothing. We are called to rule over them, and we must do it. Okay, here's another one from Mark on 1:7-21. And it's called Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. And we've told you over and over that as Babylon conquered the Zedekiah leadership, the apostate leadership, which was evil and turned away from God, did their own things and so on and so forth. Just as that happened then, it's going to happen now. It is happening now. Father, we thank you for taking away this apostate leadership and giving your people what you promised, which is a new leadership, a reformed leadership, to bring them into the wilderness. Thank you, Father, for doing this. In Jesus' name. So this was called Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. The Spirit of God says, the clash between the spirit of Elijah and the prophets of Baal is coming to a crescendo. Well, think about that now. I've shared on that before what the Lord showed me. Whose flesh was burnt up? Elijah's. The prophets of Baal, their God couldn't burn up their flesh. What does that mean? It means who was the one that was sanctified because their flesh was burnt up in the fiery trial? It was Elijah. His God proved to be God. Their God proved to be nothing. So this is the situation we're talking about here. There's a clash between the spirit of Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Who's going to be proven that their God is God? It was Elijah. And that's because they were sanctified. Their flesh was burnt up in the fiery trial. The incense of a good smell to God, right? It's coming to a crescendo. Who's going to win? We already know, right? The people who are sanctified. There is high-level psychics masquerading as prophets and prophetesses. Yeah, like the 400 prophets of Baal and one little Micaiah, right? It's one guy. It's like that. There are multitudes of people ambitious to climb the ladder and be somebody and have good money and be respected and so on and so forth. It's a worldly thing. We saw a bunch of prophets and prophetesses standing around this guy that was pushing the false revival movement with all his tattoos all over him that he put on him after he so-called became a Christian. And then all these great apostles stood up and ordained him and everything like that. Come to find out the very next day he got caught in adultery. And ended up marrying his secretary. So, what did they prove? Okay, this is high-level psychics masquerading as prophets and prophetesses designed to infiltrate and discredit the true prophetic and ecclesia, the church, the called out ones, leading God's people astray. Yes, they are. God's people are impressed with all the things that God is not impressed with. These people that parade around, you know, grab titles, act like they're somebody, and so on. People get impressed with that. I don't understand it. They can't see through it. Not everyone that comes in my name is from me. Not everyone that comes in my name is of me. Why do you so blindly and quickly accept anyone coming in my name? Why don't you test the spirits? Not everyone that speaks prophecies, dreams, and visions are from me. They seduce you with their fancy words. They mesmerize you with dreams and visions that are not from me. Well, this is true. People don't have much discernment when they come into the kingdom. They need to learn discernment by the Word of God, which makes them familiar with the true voice of God and the true nature of God. And before they get enough Word of God in them, Babylon has reached out there and snatched them into their trap. And then they're mesmerized by the trap. The Spirit of God says the prophets and priests that have prophesied by Baal, who was a false Jesus, right, committed adultery with Jezebel, prophesied dreams and visions out of their own heart. Repent. You build your kingdoms to bring glory to yourselves versus bringing glory to me. And you allow my little ones to be sacrificed on the altars of Moloch and Baal for the sake of Mammon. Yes, it's so true. For the sake of money. We hear so much about the people that are famous TV preachers and prophets and so on and so forth, charging great sums of money to go to churches and to share the word. It's like they never heard Jesus say, freely you have received, freely give. That way you have to walk by faith. And you know, when you have to walk by faith, you have to walk with God. Because if you don't walk with God, your heart will condemn you. And you won't be able to walk by faith. So, you walk around in your man-made kingdoms with your fancy titles and names that mock me, being served like kings. All the while, my little ones suffer. Did I not say in my word, when you take a bribe, it binds the eyes of the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. Well, it's so true. One of the suggestions here in parenthesis is 501c3. They're being tempted to be under a worldly kingdom of their own choosing so that they can get this money. We've never been under a 501c3. This ministry hasn't. We recognized it very early that this was wrong. Contrary to the Constitution, even. So they do anything to make money. Including merchandisers, like Jesus drove from the temple. You know. Today you'd have to drive all the chicken dinner people out of the, you know, to make money. For goodness sake, come on. The way to make money is to give. That's how you can make money. You give. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. That's how you make money. Give, then you'll have more to give. And then you'll have more to give. Right? Did I not say in my word, cursed is he who takes a bribe for the slaying of the innocent person? You took a bribe getting rich from the blood money of my little ones to remain silent. Even the Pharisees knew not to touch that money from Judas. Yep, they called it blood money. And as God sent the beast against the Pharisees, so he will today, because we still have Pharisees. And then he says, you vipers, you prophets and priests refuse to speak truth and stand on my words and the words I give you because you fear man more than the living God. You cowards, Therefore, you have one way out of this and one way only. Give all your money and your assets away. Sounds like Matthew 19, 16 through 30. You have made under the Baal system, divorce Baal, remarry me, repent and follow me. The Spirit of God says another betrayal from the President's Spiritual Advisory Board. Did you see the bunch of people that were gathered around the President to advise him of spiritual things? What can I say? I was praying for him. I knew some of those people had demons, and they all wanted to lay hands on him. Oh, praise God that God protected him, because that's the first thing I'm sure a lot of Christians were doing. Oh, Lord, protect him from those spirits. So another betrayal from the President's Spiritual Advisory Board has taken place. Jezebel whispers, "It's complete. We have the king's ear." I control who speaks to the king. No true prophet of the living God will ever reach him. Only my soothsayers will speak, they say, right? The betrayer sits at the king's table. The Spirit of God says the time has come to hold all enemies of the living God, creator of heaven and earth, accountable for their atrocities against mankind. So this board cuts him off from people who are far more spiritual than they. Repentance will save your soul, but there will be no mercy in the justice that is here and now. Well, yes, expect the beast to remove the apostate leadership, to set God's people free from the Babylonish bondage. And this will appear to be a great loss to Christianity. I mean, people from without who have an untrained eye and ear, they'll think, Christianity's losing this battle. But not so, and it's not going to happen, because this is not Christianity. And it will bring revival, and it'll bring reform, because God's reformers are prepared and ready. And the last word is repent. Amen. Repent. There's a great falling away when people think that these showmen are actually God's prophets and prophetesses. You know, they don't seek the limelight. God's prophets and prophetesses don't. These other people are seeking this because they want fame and fortune. And they're shameless. And we know the humility of the people that Jesus gathered around him. He didn't gather the great people from the religions of the time. I'm talking about the so-called people of God. He didn't gather them. He proved he could do it with Paul, but the rest of them were just simple people, trainable, humble. And the showy, you know, prosperity-minded people today are not qualified. They have not obeyed the Word of God, and they're not qualified. Well, I'm going to share one more with you here. This also was given to Mark 4:26-16, purging the temple. The Spirit of God says, the 501c3, the 501c3, those that are eating of it are not eating from my tree. For when I told Adam and Eve, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for you shall surely see, so it is with those that eat from the 501c3. Again, these are people that for the sake of money have brought themselves under the direction of the beast. And we're not called, we're called to be free in every regard. We have to obey the laws of man, but this is an agreement with the beast that they have certain authority in the church, and we have to deny that. What do they know about spiritual authority? How could they rule over the church? But they do. And they've put people in jail. For other purposes other than the fact that they are just abusing money. And the Lord went on to say, for this demonic document that you have signed has now made you spiritually deaf, mute, and blind. Yep, the money coming in, it blinds people to what they need to do for the kingdom of God. Woe to those who continue to use this demonic system, for you will be exposed and purged from this evil cistern. The Spirit of God says, can you not see that you are taking a bribe? They will say, it's all about the money. And for that you shall be kicked from my tribe. Taking a bite from that apple has taken you from a spiritual body to a brick and mortar and has placed you under the New World Order. Yes. For how can you be a part of my spiritual body when you have cut off my head? Yes, they've given headship to someone other than the Lord. You know, the Lord laid down a lot of rules about handling money in the New Testament. Let me say, the first thing that they didn't do is they didn't take up collections for themselves. They took up collections when they saw other people in need. It was a common agreement that we can help them. But when Jesus sent the disciples out, he sent them out in a way that they would continue to trust in him to provide for them. And he told them, freely you have received, freely give. Now, we've never taken up a collection for ourselves. We've taken up a collection when God ordained it for a certain purpose, but not for ourselves. And the point is that when the church does this commonly, instead of just being there to receive whatever is given and freely, and they don't charge for what they do, I don't even receive any money from UBM. I don't have any income from UBM at all. I never have taken any money from UBM. And I don't need to, because when you go and you freely give, God will give to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Most money that I do receive, I don't use it for myself. So, I mean, I'm not doing this to brag. I'm doing this to say it does work. It still works today. Some people think it doesn't. If you're not sent, it won't work. That's another thing. If you're sent, God will supply. And he will, you know, do this through other people. He will do it through prophecy, too. He will do it in different ways. He will supply. But we don't charge anybody for anything. We're not supposed to. And a lot of these preachers do charge to go to certain churches and things. And shamelessly, the pastors are willing to go for that. He goes on to say, for those that don't turn will surely fall as dead. You see, as he was saying before, we have to come out of Babylon in order to be free of Babylon and free from the judgment that comes upon Babylon, like Revelation 18 speaks about. Come out of her, my people, and don't be a partaker in her judgments, right? In her sins or their judgments. Tear up the contract, repent, divorce Baal, and remarry me, and I will remove the spiritual blindness. Amen. That's what we need. We need discernment and wisdom and spiritual eyesight so that you once again can see. Come out of this. Come out of this before it's too late. For my judgments are on those systems that I hate. Come out now, and I will no longer tolerate. This is true. So I'm hoping that you'll be encouraged by the great things that God is about to do. Yes, there is trouble and tribulation still. We're not at the end yet. We're still receiving regularly from the Lord that judgments from the deep state in their panicked situation, in their yellow circles, are planning retaliation against especially the people of God. And even the administration has let out that because of this pressure of going out and locking up these criminals, taking control over them as once the deep state controlled these politicians, that God is saying that there is still coming some false flags. And I believe that the Lord showed us clearly that a famine, of the three things that Babylon used to conquer the apostate people of God, like Zedekiah and apostate Jerusalem, which was the leadership of the apostate people of God, famine and pestilence. And, well, we've heard about famine in these revelations here. We've shared with you some that we've had about pestilence. It's all through the scriptures. And I don't think they're through with that. Well, they've proven now, I mean absolutely proven, that it's the flu out there. It's not COVID. And we received just the other day a person who had the expertise and the wherewithal and the people to test I forgot how many cases it was. Maybe it was 500 cases or something like that, that were diagnosed as having COVID. They said they had no COVID, zero. They had no COVID. They proved it. And they asked the CDC to send a sample of COVID, and they said they didn't have one. Ooh. So what they're proving is it's the flu. Notice the percentages of the flu cases is dropping like a rock, and taking their place is COVID. Now, either the flu is wiping out COVID, or they're using the percentages of the flu as COVID. And that's what they're doing, and that's what everybody's getting bribed to cooperate with, the doctors, the nurses, the hospitals, because they're making oodles of money hand over fist every time they diagnose COVID when it's nothing but the flu. Did it start out as no, it didn't start out. It was deadly when it started out. But as I've read, the man-made viruses like this don't last in nature. They're contrary to nature and they don't last. And of course, this one, you know, continued to degenerate until it was gone. It is gone. What they've been proving is it's gone. But the criminal leftists, communist apostates, want the fear of this to be able to lock God's people down, destroy the economy that President Trump and his experts caused to happen, so that they could blame him for the problem, and so that they could take away the presidency from him, and so on and so forth. And so people are wising up that masks don't do anything. The facts are out there now, more and more. Masks don't do anything to stop the spread of the flu. It's the flu. And so this is a criminal thing that's being done. I do believe that when Trump goes back in there this time, you won't see COVID-19 lasting. It's going to suddenly start disappearing. And Biden, who says he's going to put masks on everybody, of course, you didn't see anything happen from that because he really has no power, no authority. And many times he was signing blank pages of paper. And but they were carrying on with the charade, hoping that they could ultimately disgrace Trump and take over. And but they failed. And Biden is the very best person to show us how foolish it would be to have a communist dictatorship in our country. And they did a great job. It was totally planned, and it was coordinated correctly. It's not hard to outsmart the stupid demons, because, you know, when these people started eating babies and having fornication and raping people and doing all the evil, evil stuff that they do to sacrifice to Satan, it's inevitable that they get filled up with demons. And we call them the stupid demons, because we've had a lot of expertise at this. We've watched it happen, you know, in Christianity before it entered into the government and the people who were listening to the government. So, Father, you are so wise, Lord. You are now showing your people all over the world, this criminal entity and the very criminal false media that people are flocking away from. And if it wasn't the Chinese who supported it, it would have fallen flat because so many people departed from it. And Lord, we thank you. We know that what's going to happen is that they're going to bring down the fake media. And there will be laws, and they will be obeyed. There are laws on the book that are not being obeyed now. And, of course, they will use these too against them. So thank you, Lord, for doing that. Thank you for bringing down this false media. They perpetuated the lie. They refused to put out the truth. And they are condemned by you. And we thank you for bringing them down. We send forth the angels to do just that, bring them down. We send forth the angels to bring about a true reporting of news, an unbiased reporting of news. We thank you, Father, for bringing that about. And we know it's going to happen. And the more God's people get their eyes open, they see that these criminal mainstream media, who, by the way, go to the same parties as the rest of the Satanists, and that's why some of them are going to be taken down to Gitmo, you know, for the same reason. And thank you, Lord, that you used all of this evil that they have done to bring it back upon their heads and remove them from being lords over your heritage. Thank you, Lord, that you are continuing to bring down the tech giants. Two of their leadership has stepped aside because they too were guilty of the same stuff. They stepped down. They told them what they had, and they stepped down. They might be at Gitmo now. Thank you, Lord, that it is happening under our eyes, and it's happening in such a way that there hasn't been a lot of bloodshed, which would have cost the people of God and even the innocent out there many lives. And it would have cost the lives of many. So awesome that this has happened this way. What grace from God. You know, we did not deserve this in America. You know, there's been a lot of evil going forth from America in spite of the fact that over history, most of the gospel has gone forth from America to the world. And we're helping a lot of missionaries ourselves, you know, and we give them books, free books, and we do whatever we can to support them to get the gospel out. We do that. And we thank God that it's working. It's spreading. And, well, Father, we ask that you teach your people wisdom, Lord, that you remove this false leadership who does not respect your word, does not humble themselves to your word. We ask that you do that, Lord, and do a quick work. We thank you that President Trump will come back quickly into office. We don't know exactly how soon, but we do think the Supreme Court will ultimately rule in his favor and bring him back. And so thank you, Father, for doing this, and thank you for bringing down the ones that are still among the Supreme Court who are deep state criminals. Thank you for bringing them down. Thank you, Lord, for swinging the court totally conservative. And yes, and this promise of doing away with abortion on demand thing. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Lord, that this country is so guilty, more than most any out there except for China. China's the very worst because they make adrenochrome out of their children. that are more than one child. That's the reason they did that, is to make a lot of money on adrenochrome. And thank God that these people are going to hang too. The Chinese Communist Party, who's behind all of this. Thank you that that criminal entity is destroyed. Thank you that those people are set free, Lord, and in other lands where communists have taken control. And thank you so much, Father, for this election that is coming up for all government people taking part in the GCR. This election is coming up. This is awesome, Lord, because now they've got a way to get a honest vote. And this election is coming along to clean out and to drain the swamp. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We look forward to that in Jesus' name. We look forward to this happening. Another good thing coming down the road. We know that people wonder why they don't know of anybody that voted for Obama. But he went in there. They said he was popular. They made out like he was popular. But a lot of people didn't vote for him. But he went in there. And we haven't had a free, democratically elected president until the people of God stood up and did warfare during this election that put Trump in there, and things got reversed. I watched them get reversed. Thank you, Father, for doing that, and thank you for having an honest election. It seemingly, if 80.4% of the people voted for Trump, then they've got better sense than what a lot of people thought, including myself. And they could put good people in. And I think they're going to take a lesson from what you just showed everyone, Lord, through President Trump. And we thank you for that, Lord. We ask you to continue the miracle, Father. Continue the miracle. And Lord, I pray that all the people out there who are Christians will exercise that authority over the forces of darkness. You know, in Revelation chapter 12, when the woman went into the wilderness under the leadership of the man-child ministry who had been caught up to the throne of God's authority, that Satan was then cast down to the earth. One thing I know the man-child is going to teach, the same thing Jesus taught as the man-child, and that is, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. Once God's people realize that they have authority over the enemy, well, there's going to be a lot of demons fleeing. Let me just put it that way. And authority over the enemy in their lives. There's going to be a lot of demons fleeing. And the woman was given the wings of the great eagle to fly unto her place. And of course, the man-child is the one that gives those wings of the eagle to the woman, just like Jesus, you know, brought the people of God into the desert, which in many cases the word is the same word for wilderness. And he taught them. And he gave them overcoming power to overcome the earthly, which is what wings do, right? And, of course, the man-child is going to do the same exact thing. And they're casting Satan down right there. As the man-child and the woman go into the wilderness, Satan is cast down to the earth. Because what? What did Jesus teach his disciples? That I give you authority. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And of course, God didn't give that authority to Satan. Satan deceives God's people into his authority. You have to be convinced that he has authority. The Lord bound the strong man, and he told all of his children to go and plunder him and his kingdom. God's people are going to learn this very quickly going into the wilderness, and Satan is going to be cast down. His authority over the stars of heaven will be lost. So, Lord, we're looking forward to this. We're looking forward to your people as a whole standing up and praying and exercising authority and casting down Satan. And I know this is happening now, Lord. I know this is happening because it is happening. We're seeing the authority of the deep state cast down. We're seeing the authority of the elite being cast down. We're seeing it happen. And we're right there where the dragon is seeking to devour the man-child, but fails. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you for the victory, Lord, for all of your people. Thank you that your people will be excited to know that they're not under the dominion of the curse. That Jesus became accursed for us so we could have Abraham's blessings. He bore the curse. He bore the sin, and he bore the curse on the sin. He bore them both. And we thank you, Father, for that. I know that your people are going to appreciate that. I know that many out there listening right now have come into that revelation, and they're exercising authority over the demons that want to destroy their health, destroy their mind, destroy their property, destroy their children. And they're exercising authority, Lord, and having dominion over the wicked and over the demon spirits. Thank you, Father, for this. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you. Lord, give your gift of faith to your people. It's by grace have you been saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So, Lord, give that gift of God, of faith, to exercise authority to all of your people that are listening today, Lord, and let them go forth and do warfare against this enemy. Many are too distracted with the pleasures of this life to take the time to do warfare. And I pray everyone out there will exercise some restraint and take some time every day. Maybe even pick a time every day. Maybe even get up early. Then they have to go to work, like I've done for many years when I was working. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and just so I could have fellowship with the Lord, just so I could pray, and just so I could do what I was supposed to do. And, Lord, we ask, too, that your people will make time every day and, in fact, pray without ceasing, which is your command. Pray without ceasing. Learn to pray everywhere you go on about everything. It doesn't even have to be vocal sometimes, you know. You're just praying about it. Thank you, Lord, that your people are going to get the revelation of the authority given to them through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. The victory is ours. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Well, all right, saints, thank you so much for joining us today. And do warfare. And come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. Okay. Well, we'll do this again sometime. God bless you. Good evening.